This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He looks back at second base, and the 0-1. Stott swings, lines it to left center. That'll fall for a base hit. JT coming around third. He'll come home and score. Throw goes to second. It's an RBI single for Bryson Stott. And it's now a 4-1 Phillies lead here in the bottom of the fourth.
Good night for Bryson. Good night with the Phillies. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. How about Bryson Stott? He has played well this season. Hugh, we had Stott on the show when we were in spring training, and he kind of detailed to us what it was like last year with that, I don't know if you want to call it an elbow forearm injury, but he kind of hyperextended it.
He was struggling the whole time.
It almost felt, when he described it to us, like it wasn't in his head, but it was the way he swung, and he didn't have a good year last year. And Hugh, I've always liked him, and I thought last year was out of character because it just...
It didn't feel right.
And even if you don't think he's a superstar, I don't think he's that, but he's a good player. He was way below that last year. And I was like, all right, well, that kind of gave me hope when we talked to him that he was going to bounce back in a big way this year. Here he has. Now, part of this has been that move to the leadoff spot, which he does against righties. But overall, I just think he's having a really, really nice season, Hugh. And it's, as much as I prefer Schwarber in the leadoff spot compared to the cleanup spot, it has worked pretty well for them in terms of Stott's doing the job in that leadoff spot. And then if they could get runners on base for Schwarber, boom, you got the Sherbert home run last night. Hugh, what do you think about Stott right now?
I like it. He's hitting .297 right now, Joe, and it looks like he's getting comfortable. He's bouncing back from the year that he had last year. And, you know, he has a little bit of speed up at the top of that order.
The other thing, they had a stat during the game last night, lowest chase rate, which is, we know the Phillies have struggled in the past with that. Mm-hmm. Now, he's always been one that's not been an issue for him. He seems to have a good sense of the strike zone, but he's got one of the lowest chase rates in all of baseball. So he's setting the table. He's getting on base. He obviously will take a lot of pitches and kind of let the guys behind him see a lot of pitches.
Yeah.
It's good so far. But here's the question. So Stott is the leadoff hitter against righties, not against lefties, though, right? That's the difference here. And sometimes he doesn't even play against lefties. Let's hear Topper. Is it maybe time to give Stott more of an opportunity to just play and maybe be the leadoff hitter no matter what?
Bryson Stott looked real good in the leadoff spot again. Is there a chance he's going to get more opportunities against left-handed pitching in that role?
I think so, but I still want to keep Sosa going, you know, and Wilson and those bench guys. But he's swinging the bat great, and he's getting on base.
I mean, his OBP is .374. That is outstanding on base from anyone, but anywhere in the lineup. So here's the question. At some point, if he keeps hitting, do they just play him every day and even against lefties? Because Hugh, there's a thought of he's earned that, right? Just play him. But also at the same time, that's how Sosa gets to play, right? Sosa usually plays against lefties. Mm-hmm. And maybe he's doing so well because you're not exposing Stott to lefties. I'm okay with Topper doing it this way. Batting him lead off against righties, but not playing him against lefties. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it seems like it's a formula that's going well for him right now. So I don't want to change it. I wouldn't want to change it right now. So I'm kind of with you on that.
But if he keeps hitting, you know people are going to want him to line up every day.
Yeah, you're going to want what you want, but they got to keep winning. If you keep winning, then I don't think it's no need to change what you've been doing.
Well, there is a way. There is another way to get Sosa in the lineup. Like if Stott earns playing time no matter what, like if Stott just becomes a total everyday player, the playing time situation moves towards Alec Bohm again. I know Bohm's been better the last 2 weeks, obviously, than he was that first 2 weeks, but last night... Bohm sat, and that's where Sosa played. I mean, that doesn't have to be Sosa only plays for Stott. Sosa could play for Bohm, too, if Stott's taking a leap there. 215-592-9494. Your thought on Stott, should he just play every single day now, not just against righties? I'm okay with that, but if you're going to sit him, if you're going to play him, and you want to get Sosa in there, you could sit Boehm some days the way they did last night. Hugh, before we go back to the phone lines on all this, between Rangers, should they force him into the bullpen, and of course this Eagles draft class, are you expecting immediate impact? Hugh, we got to give a shout-out to MacMart.
Yes.
In Ardmore, they brought us some, as you could guess, mac and cheese
mac
today.
Mac and cheese, yeah. I had some in my beard at the beginning. I don't know if, you know, and Max had me on camera, I had macaroni and cheese in my beard.
That shows you
beard.
Like it a lot. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but it's not a good look. Yeah.
I mean, not,
they're going to be all over you.
Yeah, they're about to kill me for that. But it's cool. I got me a little hat. What it says? Send nudes?
Send nudes. Yeah.
Send nudes. Yeah. Well, it's supposed to say noodles.
Yeah, we're going to cut the audio anyway. It doesn't matter. Yeah. So, yeah, we got the hats. They brought us back. I'm having the roasted red pesto. Would you have?
I got two things. I got the buffalo chicken bowl, and I think I got some chicken fingers.
And what'd you get, Kyle? You're the barbecue bacon bowl?
Barbecue bacon.
Right,
dude.
Up Hugh's alley there. Mm-hmm. They have so many different flavors. This is really, really good. I mean, sometimes, Mac, I think we've said this before on the show, mac and cheese, anyone can make it, but not anyone can make it good. This is really good stuff. MacMart out in Ardmore. Check them out. Really.
I'm crushing this thing.
Yeah, mine's going to be, I mean, I'm sorry for eating on YouTube, but this one's going to be gone mid-segment. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls on all this. And really, today, if you just hopped in, we were talking about the Ranger Suarez situation, because he's back, he's healthy, he's going to be activated Sunday to start against the Arizona Diamondbacks, which is fine, and really, it's good. I mean, it's a good news that Ranger's back and ready to go, and he's healthy, but I'd put him in the bullpen. This starting rotation has been more than fine. The bullpen, in spite of last night's good results, has a 5 ERA, 5.03 this season. They need help in the bullpen. Ranger's done it before. I would ask, then tell, and then I would force him into the bullpen. Hugh Douglas over here, working for Boris Corp, doesn't want to do it. It's ridiculous.
No, it's not going to happen, man. You can't force that man to go into the bullpen. Not in the contract year. I don't see that happening. Can't do it.
Well, what's he going to do?
He's gonna tell you no, or his agent's going to tell you no.
And then he's going to be screwed.
Yeah, he's going to get $0. I went to school at Lehigh Valley. It's a fine area, but I'd rather be in Philadelphia. If he refuses to...
It's a fine area.
I'd rather be in Philadelphia for the summer. I mean, if he refuses to pitch,
stand on business.
The Iron Pigs could use an arm. I mean, it's simple as that. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to your phone calls here on all this. Should the Phillies, again, force is the word that I'm forced to use because Hugh won't put his foot down with Ranger Suarez. Chris in Dover, what's up, Chris?
Chris?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey, Chris, what's going on?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, not much. Hey, first things first, what do you guys think about that Rudy Gobert's 27-24 to knock the Lakers out last night?
Well, my favorite part, Chris, was watching J.J. Redick both pre- and post-game basically cry and pout. There's very few people in sports less likable than J.J. Redick. Did you see that stuff after the game?
Yeah, it was a joke.
Yeah, he is a joke. Yeah,
I'm not a J.J. Redick guy, even though he used to play for it.
Yeah.
But after he played for us since then, I'm not a fan. And how about LeBron pondering his future now? I love that.
Well, he also said when they were asking him about the roster, he basically...
He didn't speak on it.
Yeah, he said, if I say the wrong thing, I'll be out of here the way Anthony Davis was, as if he's not part of every decision they made. Yeah, I enjoyed...
I thought that was a little disingenuous.
Yeah, I enjoyed watching the Lakers go out last night.
Yes, sir. And it makes me miss professional basketball, watching some of these playoff games for sure, right?
Well, you know what, Chris? I've watched a decent amount of this first round, and this is always that time of year we're all paying attention to the Sixers, like, and they're driving us crazy, and we're into the games. I'm with you. I've missed it the past couple weeks. Like, some of these series have been really good, and Chris, we're so, unfortunately, so far away from the teams that are playing right now. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, terrible. Agreed. Hey, Scott, I love Scott, the leadoff spot. He's aggressive. I like everything about him. He gets steal bases. You got to play him against some of these left-handers. Maybe not all of them, but ease him in and then sprinkle in Sosa. But Scott's got to stay in a leadoff spot. I think it's working. And Schwarber's already proven he can hit anywhere. It doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, well, the two home runs the last couple of days have been huge. And I think it is time for Stott to get more run against lefties. Like, just get it. And I like the way you said it. It doesn't have to be every one. If there's a nasty lefty, that could be a day off. But, boy, 374 on base percentages, that's tough to keep out of the lineup. Chris, what are you thinking on Ranger? You ready to put him in the bullpen?
Yes, I am. I do understand Hugh's point, Hugh. I understand your point coming from the other side and just what you usually come up with and that aspect and show us and try to talk to all of us, including Kyle and Joe, about the other.
Including Kyle.
Yeah, well, we're not listening. I mean, he might say things, Chris, that are smart, but no one's listening if we don't like it.
Yeah, we don't care.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it, man.
In one ear, out the other.
Yeah, that's true to a degree, but I do like the view hearing it. But listen, I agree with it. Ranger's been a key piece. And he's been willing before to go in a bullpen. The tricky part is the contract year and Boris, but I'm down with it. And Joe, like you said, it's sports has changed, man. These guys aren't about – the Dodgers are about winning championships, as they've shown with what they've done and what the players do and what the owners do. The Phillies, you got to question that to a degree of some of these guys and what they're willing to do and not do, and are they all in it for the same thing. But I like Ranger in there. And the other tricky part is that rotation. I don't see him going sixth man. There's no way. Wheeler doesn't like it. Noah doesn't like it. I don't see him going to that. But we got to remember this, too. Injuries are a factor down the line. You know, we got seven guys, like you're saying, with Painter and Ranger coming back. But you know and I know injuries happen all the time, and especially in pitching, and especially with their history. So, but for right now, yeah, get him in the bullpen. I like it, and Taiwan's better in the starting rotation.
Chris,
guys, have a great day.
Appreciate it, Chris.
Too.
Good phone call. Yeah, I mean, that is, you know, as we were going through the different options for the Phillies and what they might be thinking, that is clearly in the back of their minds, I would think, that this problem that we're talking about, right, having too many starting pitchers, it might just take care of itself, right? Unfortunately, that's pitching. Pitchers get hurt all the time. And by the time Painter's ready and we get to July and they're all healthy, well, then you got to make decisions. But I just look at it like this. The bullpen, I don't think, is magically going to fix itself. They pitched better last night, but they have been one of baseball's worst bullpens this year. Ranger Suarez is good at this. Name on the front, not the name on the back. I got Mr. Scott Boris over here worried about what Ranger Suarez is going to say. How do you think the conversation would go? Let's play it out for a second.
Okay.
All right, Ranger. And I'll try to use less bass in my voice. I'll be
understand. Hey, okay,
Dr. Carp.
Yeah, no, we don't enough of Dr. Carp. Please don't take his call today. I'm tired, Dr. Carp. All right, but Ranger,
I'm Ranger. Am I Ranger?
Well, you sure you want to be Ranger?
Okay.
All right. Who's Kyle going to be? Scott Boris?
You could be. Well, no. Scott, no.
You want to be Scott Boris?
I mean, I'll be Ranger.
All right.
Well, see,
I'll be Topper.
This ain't going to go well.
Well, hold on. Let's play it out. Let's play it out. What's the worst that happens? All right, Ranger. I'll be Topper.
Hey,
Ranger,
how are you?
Love you, buddy.
Love you, too.
We need you to go to the bullpen here. Taiwan's going to stay in the rotation, and we're going to pitch you out of the bullpen. We'll take care of you. I'm not going to warm you up on days you're not going to pitch, but I, for right now, we need you in the bullpen.
Okay, I'm down. Name on the front, not the name on the back.
Hey,
no,
hey,
Scott, get lost.
Hold up. Scott, get lost?
We're a great teammate.
Are you
serious?
He's not.
That's a Philly. That's a Philly right there. That's a Philly.
You picked, like, I was in a no-win situation, whether I was Scott or Ranger.
That's a Philly.
It didn't matter.
Raised in the organization, a true Philly.
Look at him.
He's a Philly. Just like Ranger.
He knows how it works, but he refuses to believe it. That's ridiculous.
Well, he believes that Ranger's a team guy.
It's not about being a team guy.
It should be.
Sure it is.
Ranger's trying to get paid.
All right, Scott. Go ahead, Scott.
That's all right.
All right, I'll take the phone call. I'll be Dombrowski. Go ahead. Scott, call me up.
Hey, Dave. I'm okay with Ranger going to the bullpen, but we got to talk about this contract. So I'm assuming since we're putting him in the bullpen that we're going to get a contract done. And when we do that, I would assume we're going to negotiate starter money because you know he's not a bullpen guy.
Well, he has been a bullpen guy, Scott. You know that. He was really good at it in 2021.
Yeah, but he was a starter last year.
Yeah, but he got hurt. He wasn't ready to pitch this season. So
I mean, I hear what you're saying, but we are looking at this negotiation as a starter, and I need my client to get starter money.
Well, you know, at some point he could go back to the rotation. Right now we need him in the bullpen, and that's where we're going to pitch him. We'll take care of him. We're not going to pitch him on back-to-back days at the beginning. We'll take care of him.
But that's not the kind of take caring of him I need you to
keep
do.
Him healthy.
I need him to be financially taken care of.
Well, that offseason, we'll talk. He'll be a free agent. We could talk after the season.
Okay, we could talk after the season, but I have to understand, and you have to give me guarantees that when we talk about him, that this bullpen stint is not going to affect these negotiations.
Well, you know, we'll see what the market dictates the negotiations. You know, we'll talk after
but
the
as
season.
But as long as we're negotiating as a starter, are you going to give me your word when we negotiate these contracts that we're going to negotiate this as a starter?
Well, we got to see how we are after the season. We got Painter coming. We can still have Taiwan under contract.
See, that does not make me feel good. So what I'm going to do, I understand that you're in a bind. I get that, and I respect that. But I have to do what's best for my client. And I'm going to advise Ranger not to go to the bullpen. I'm sorry. I understand that, you know, you're in a little bit of a bind. But, hey, he hired me to maximize his dollars. He hired me at this time in his life because we both know that this might be his last big contract.
Well, Scott, listen, I appreciate what you're saying. And we're going to take care of your client. We're not going to pitch him on back-to-back days at the start. But I need him. We need him in the bullpen. Scott, listen, appreciate the call. And we'll take care of Ranger. But right now we have five starters.
But before I get off this call, I'm going to let you know Ranger's not pitching in the bullpen. So you have a nice day.
Kiss my ass, Scott.
What is he going to do about it?
He's
an agent. He's not part of the team.
I guarantee
you. Scott Boras on the Phillies payroll. No,
but he
kind of is in
a
sense.
He's got a lot of clients on the payroll.
Right now you're wearing a MacMart hat, right?
Yes.
It says send nudes, N-O-O-D-S, just for everyone out there. Noodles.
Yeah, because when it said noodles.
You are wearing a hat that says send nudes.
Yeah, because they gave us a hat. You know, I'm down. I like free stuff.
I got one, yeah.
Yeah, I like free stuff.
Yeah, it's a MacMart hat. The mac and cheese place we're having today. But here, the bottom line is, eventually you're going to be wearing a Boris Korp hat. I don't know if that hat's going to arrive tomorrow or the next day. We know what's going on here. 215-592-9490. He's on the Phillies. This happens every day in baseball.
He's trying to get paid, Joe. He's trying to get paid.
Then maybe he should stay healthy.
This dog would hunt in any other season but this one.
What?
Because it's a contract year.
Well, maybe if he had stayed healthy the last few years, he'd already have an extension.
Who was it? Was it Khalil Mack? When there was some discrepancies of what actually he was, a pass rusher or a linebacker.
Oh, with the franchise tag stuff?
Yes. Yes.
But Ranger's good. He's not Khalil Mack.
No, but what I'm trying to say is this. He wanted to be designated a pass rusher because that's – like, linebackers don't make that much money.
Sure. I understand your point. The designation.
So, yeah, it's a huge difference, man. Miles Garrett is another good example. He talked all that trash about winning and getting out of Cleveland. Until they showed him the money. Then he got quiet.
Yeah,
he said, I'm going to go ahead and suck it up.
Are you saying we should be like the Browns? I'm trying to win championships.
I'm just trying to tell you as much as player. Like, the unfortunate thing about athletics is this. There's money that's involved, a lot of money. And, you know, you people love it when their athletes sit there and tell them how much they love being in the city and all this other good stuff. Mm. But at the end of the day, who's going to give me the most money? For my services.
I get it.
Because he's an independent contract. And now you're asking him, with his independent contract deal, that he's up, his deal is up, right? You're asking him to do something different that in turn could hinder his next contract.
I understand you. And
no, I know you do.
But here's what I can't handle. And it's not just you, if this plays out. I can't handle the Ranger pity party. If he had pitched better or stayed healthier the last few years, he'd already have a contract. They gave Christopher Sanchez one.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the Phillies will pay you.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, the Phillies will pay. We know this. They have a very high payroll. If Ranger Suarez had been better or more durable, he might already have a contract. He doesn't. I don't feel bad.
And then you know what? My last feather in my cap that I'm going to play.
What is that?
When you ask me to go to the bullpen, I'll be like, yeah, as soon as you make Trey Turner move him off of shortstop because he's been horrible.
Ranger, you're an employee. Yeah.
Not a terrible negotiation.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
He's been horrible. No, I'm going to throw a teammate under the bus?
This is a disastrous negotiation by you.
Oh, excuse me.
You're going to get crushed.
Did they not throw Taiwan under the bus?
Who did?
What are you talking about? No, wait a minute. Somebody got threw under the bus this year when they said they were happy. No, when Sosa was out there, who was it? Who was it? Somebody
was happy.
No, Wheeler just said he was his favorite player.
He was just giving praise to Sosa.
You're saying Ranger should say that Trey Sosa is the story.
I had the story wrong. He threw Bohm under the bus.
Good.
My bad.
Well, you know what?
Oh, I really like
you
when Sosa's out there.
I want Wheeler in charge of this.
Because
Wheeler's
a team guy.
Wheeler gets it.
Wheeler, yes. You know why Wheeler's a team guy? Because he's willing to take an extra day of rest to run six-man rotation.
He's been pretty openly against that.
So what you? Okay, until they talk to him about it.
Wheeler's much more important to the success of the team.
But here's the thing. You really sit here and think for 2 seconds.
Yes.
That.
Absolutely. Marty and Manny. Hey, Marty. Marty.
Yo.
What's up, Marty?
How you doing? You? I'm down with you, brother.
What's going on, man? Hey, thank you. Thank you very much.
Ranger's not going to the bullpen.
Why?
Ranger earned his way back. He was starting off last spring on a Cy Young trajectory.
But I'm confused at this earned.
Starting pitcher.
What is this earned? He's a pitcher. He's a pitcher.
Put the jinx on Ranger Suarez.
I just don't understand this earned thing. He's a pitcher. He plays for the Phillies.
He earned his way back. We're 30 games into the season.
So, all right, Marty, listen.
He's on a rehab assignment, and he's throwing the lights out.
Wonderful. Oh. I get it. So, but here's my question. You'd rather give him a spot because he's earned it rather than make the team better? That's what matters?
What he's got until we wait and see if Taiwan Walker falls apart again.
Marty, who do you think would be a better?
Taiwan's pitching
more
great.
Likely.
Thank goodness.
What do you think is more important? I'll just ask you a question. What do you think is more important for the next 2 months? Five innings.
Winning.
Let me ask you a question. What leads to more winning? You tell me. 5 innings once a week from the fifth starter, whoever that is, or maybe 3 times a week in a close game coming out of the bullpen in the seventh inning. What's more important?
Well,
winning.
They need help. They need help like crazy in the bullpen right now.
Well, that's the point.
But they also need to eat innings from the starters. They need to eat major
Taiwan
innings.
Taiwan
will pitch 5 innings. There's your innings.
Ranger's probably going to be limited coming back.
He's doing great, thank goodness. But he's coming back from injury, too. He's on a contract here.
Who is?
Are you living in reality?
Taiwan?
What are you talking about?
Taiwan's on a contract
every
here.
Reality.
Taiwan's
every
on,
year
on
a
Taiwan's
contract
on
year.
A contract year. No, it's not. They're guaranteed money.
Every year in the contract year.
No, but
Ranger is throwing lights out. You get him a start and see what happens. This is not MLB.
Ranger's throwing lights out in the minors. What are you talking about?
This is Major League Baseball Club. Oh well, it sounds like the players run the team. Like, what's more important, the team or the individual?
No, Topper runs the players.
I don't know about that.
What?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Okay. All right. Well, I think Dabrowski actually does. And Marty, we appreciate the phone call.
Get your head out of your ass.
It's remarkable. What are you doing to the people?
What do you mean?
You're putting these ideas in their head.
I am giving people information that they need. I'm giving them the truth of how these things work,
You're
Joe.
Sitting here wearing a Send Nudes hat trying to tell me to take you seriously.
No, I'm serious. Take you seriously.
I am serious. And Max, stop putting me on camera when I'm eating macaroni and cheese, man.
Man, Max can't help it.
Hold on a second. That's not doing it. Oh, no.
Max. It's automated.
You blame Max.
That's Max's
Max.
Fault.
Don't blame Max.
Max has set me up for failure.
See, this is not a team guy.
No,
he's a team
totally
guy.
Throwing Max
but
under
no
the bus.
Guy Douglas.
No, because I didn't have, like, I'm trying to eat this mac and cheese. And Max is putting the camera on me while I'm trying to take a bite.
It's not Max's fault. It's automated.
I'm blaming it on Max.
Leave Max alone, dude.
No, I'm not. Max, do not put me on camera when I meet Max.
And here he is. Pass the buck. Douglas
he
over
gave
here.
Me the thumbs up, yeah. So he knows. He knows.
Well, there is a way to get off camera. You know what it
What's
is?
That?
Turn your microphone off.
No, I mean, because I was trying to eat this mac. Like, this mac and cheese is pretty good, though.
It's very good.
And you know, it's like, you got to eat mac and cheese warm.
Yeah, you do.
Because if it gets cold, man, it don't hit the same.
We can heat it up on our next
time
out.
Yeah, but if heat it up, it's not the same because you got to keep heating it up.
Well, what are we supposed to do? They gave it to us right before the segment.
Yeah.
I mean, we could
just eat on camera.
Well,
if Max could stop putting me on camera while I'm eating.
We could. We could just let the callers talk and we don't respond.
Oh, no,
their
we
show.
Can't do that.
Well, we could.
With that last guy, we could not have.
What's the worst that happened?
Too much.
Can't be that bad.
All right. You know what I've noticed about both of you? You, when it's something that you don't want to hear, y'all just don't want to hear.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Just like that. Thank you.
Headphones. I've been lying about my headphones not working the last couple days. They work fine. I just don't want to hear this.
I want to win, too, guys.
No, but you don't.
I do.
No, I don't buy it.
I want to win, too.
No, well,
but
we'll
there
find
are
out.
Certain protocols that you
protocols?
Have to follow.
Protocols?
Yes.
You make it sound like I'm asking him to go do something, like
know
to go
what
in
you're
the
asking.
Mines.
You know what
he's a pitcher. I mean, like, I'm not asking him to do anything besides what he's done his whole life.
You're asking him to take a pay cut.
No.
Yes, you are.
No, you're interpreting it that.
It's the truth.
But you're also assuming he pitches lights out. What if he gets rocked as a starter? He's not getting paid much.
Well, that's true. Because he's going. No, I mean, it is.
Yeah.
But in his mind, he's thinking, I can tell what he's thinking. I am trying to go out here. I have missed 30 games. I need to come out here and I need to pitch lights out.
Yeah, no, you know what? He also hasn't been good since last June. I mean,
and
like,
he got the frosted tips, too. He's frosted the tips.
No, you have to admit this. Frosted tips, that's a relief pitcher look.
That's a reliever
look.
Man, listen, I know he's younger than me, and I know I skew a more seasoned demographic.
As you have mac and cheese in your beard, yeah.
Oh, I got mac and cheese in my beard.
No, you
what
did.
What kind of grown-ass man go out and say, hey, go to the salon and say, hey, I want you to frost my tips.
That used to be more of a thing in the late 90s. I didn't know it's back, but I
want you to
I don't know what's going on in the hair
Ranger,
community right now.
What you want to do with your hair? I want you to frost my tips.
Are frosted tips back? Is that? Did we find
know.
That out?
I don't have hair.
Neither do I.
I mean, well, not on my head.
You and I don't know what's going on in the hair community.
Kyle? Are frosted tips coming back? What, Kyle?
Well, I think the camera this morning considered getting them himself.
Wait a minute. Max has
That's
hair.
A team player right there.
Max has hair.
Thumbs up. Frosted tips.
Are frosted tips back? We'll put a poll up.
Max is saying you don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure he don't know. He knows what's going on. 215-592-9494. All your phone calls coming up here. Should the Phillies force Ranger to the bullpen? And what are your expectations in terms of this season for this Eagles draft class? Who thinks we could see immediate impact similar to last year? I don't see it like that. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Midday show, which, of course, this hour brought to you by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car 94 only at Sunoco on Sports Radio 94 WIP.